Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Barry the Boater and Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew as we attempt to once again navigate the latest boating news and information. And if nothing else, just update you on our crew and what we're up to. Mike the Mariner back with us after a short little break.
Extended vacation.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, our crew has to separate and get the proper therapy necessary to maintain the World of Boating crew and perform at a level that our listeners expect, which is usually pretty low.
Pretty low.
But it takes a toll on you mentally. Yeah. So Mike in particular needed to go into therapy and...
Yeah, you know.
He's looking at a little tune up, I guess. Maybe.
Yes, but you're back and you're ready to go, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I missed the show, missed you guys, missed the listeners, and glad to be back.
Okay, well, the therapy evidently worked, or he's been drinking heavily.
It's the medications. Corrected his medication.
Mama's medicine, sometimes known as moonshine, but that's a whole nother issue. Barry the Boater wearing his captain's hat, or, well, pirate's hat. Why? Why are you doing this?
Because I have a set of anchored in the age of sail, different terminology that was used, not necessarily as a pirate, but used on sailing ships. And I thought I'd give you some information about it when you're ready.
Okay, so what you want to test our sailing lingo knowledge?
Well, yeah, it's a little bit of a test, and it's something that you'll learn that maybe you didn't know before.
Okay, enlighten our crew, to make us a little bit more aware of the proper lingo when we're on a vessel. We know what to say, so we act like we belong.
Well, you seem smarter when you're on the boat and you know these things.
Okay, well, go ahead, hit us. Let's see if there's any we don't know.
This is called a bosun's whistle.
Yes, he's holding that up. You see it on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch. Yeah, bosun's whistle.
Yeah. So it whistles, and it can be pretty loud.
Can you make it whistle? Doesn't sound like you can.
I made it whistle. I'm just not that good at it.
I'll give it a go. I hear nothing.
Yeah, really? we don't hear anything.
Yeah.
Seriously? Seriously.
The dogs in his neighborhood are going nuts right now.
Wow, this microphone doesn't pick up high pitches. Okay.
All right.
That's interesting.
That is weird. Okay.
I don't know why. Okay. A bosun's whistle is used because sometimes it was pretty nasty outside and you couldn't hear persons yelling orders to do things, especially if you were up in the sails. Mm-hmm. So you would use this bosun whistle to get everyone's attention. One of the calls was to pipe down. What do you think to pipe down means?
Be quiet.
Yeah.
That's ding, ding, ding. You win. Well, it was used.
That's
used
what my dad used to say to me upwards. Well, until I moved.
That's universal.
Pipe down, Greg.
Pipe down.
Making too much racket.
It came from this nautical language. It was used to be quiet at night. Now, what about piping hot?
Piping hot?
Yeah. Like scalding hot water or something.
Hot.
Yeah.
Scalding hot.
Nope. That was the call for meals.
What?
So that was the call for meals. When it was mealtime, he would pipe hot. So he would, each different order was a different sound. So the crew knew what sound was what.
So when the captain. Yeah, right. No, exactly.
The bosun gave the orders from the captain. Captain gave the bosun the orders. He would whistle the different orders.
All right, so Barry would blow his whistle that no one would hear, and then he'd go, pipe hot! And then that'd be time to go eat?
Nope. Yes.
Okay, pipe hot. That's what the captain said. How about, hey, dinner's on. You know, we've kind of moved into the 90s.
You want some food?
Yeah. No, we're not up in Virginia. This is, you know, the sailors from the 1700s. Okay, what all about right. to toe the line? Where did that derive from? You've heard the term before, right?
Yeah, to toe the line, right?
Follow orders. Follow orders.
Yeah. Sort of. It was derived from the boys on the ship that were forced to stand still for inspection with their toes on the deck seam. So they all had to have their toes on the deck seam. They would toe the line.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
All right.
A scuttlebutt?
Does that have anything to do with those boys on the line? I hope not.
No.
Okay, good.
Scuttlebutt was a water cask around which seamen would gossip. So all the as they were going to get their water, they would spread their gossip while they were sitting at the scuttlebutt. Remember the old water tanks? You had the 5-gallon container.
And it's like water cooler talk back in pirate times.
But it was done back in the 1700s.
And they called it the scuttlebutt.
Scuttlebutt.
And they carried it over to the office.
That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a ship was 3 sheets to the wind?
Hammered.
You are close.
That's probably sailing the reach, right? I mean,
it has to do with, okay. So when the lines to the sails broke and the vessel pitched out of control like a drunkard. Uh-huh. So yes.
See?
So when people say he's hammered, he's saying he's 3 sheets to the wind. But where did that come from? When the lines to the sails broke, then the ship went everywhere.
Uh-huh. Like a drunkard sailor.
Like a drunkard. Right.
Okay.
All right. Here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
To turn a blind eye. You've heard that before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
To ignore.
But,
right.
Yes. It refers to when Vice Admiral Horatio Nelson deliberately put his blind eye to his telescope to ignore his superior signal flags to retreat. So that way he never lied to them. I didn't see you give me the order to retreat because he used his eye that didn't work. Get it?
Right.
He turned a blind eye. And then the last one. And when ailing seamen were shielded below decks from adverse elements outside, they were said to be under the weather.
Okay.
Okay.
So they were sick.
Ill.
And
yeah.
And it was really nasty out. They were under the weather.
All right. Well, so all these terms are supposed to make us smarter sailors? Because I don't feel that much smarter.
You've heard these terms before.
Yeah.
But now maybe you didn't realize these were nautical terms.
Or their origin story. Now we have a little
bit.
Exactly. And it traces back to pirate times.
But traces back to sailing times during the grand days of sailing on wooden ships, drinking foul water that we would turn into grog so we could choke it down,
right.
Eating bread called hardtack with little maggots in it and saying, look, extra protein and anything else that you could eat.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's information that'll get you absolutely nowhere, probably.
Well,
even
it actually
on
makes
a boat.
Me glad I'm a powerboater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you'll get there faster.
Yes. Maybe a good chatter, you know, for the local watering hole with your sailing friends.
Yeah.
And, you can bet them a beer. Like, hey, you know where scuttlebutt came from? I'll tell you a story.
It came from my mother-in-law.
It came from Barry the Boater. You just told us.
Oh, okay.
All right. But, I'm just saying, I don't know what that information will really do for you though, Barry.
It makes you more rounded. Boater
more worldly, sailor. You think?
More worldly.
Impressive to your fellow boating people.
Yeah, you get on a boat and they're say, hey, where's amused. The scuttlebutt? I'm thirsty.
And then you go into this worthless information diatribe and then they think even worse
they'll
of
look
you.
At you and they'll say, what is a scuttlebutt?
Why so, didn't you know, we ask them? The water. Oh, crap. It was a trick. That was a trick question.
Right.
Well, it makes you sound smarter when you're in the marina, especially when you're walking down the dock. I mean, there are some large sailboats in my marina and you know, when they're talking about some of the stuff they're doing with their boats and some of those maneuvers and things like that, I really don't understand it.
But right. Well, you know, I'm much more
against the wind, aren't we?
Well, I'm much more impressed by boaters who come up with trivia like that and throw it out there and it has absolutely no basis in truth, but they sell it. That's a sign of a well-seasoned sailor.
Yeah.
One that can lie with the best of them.
And he can sell you anything.
Yeah. So, I don't know, maybe our level of professionalism is a little different amongst this crew. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.